Yeah.
Mr. Haldeman, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you. You are.
Yeah.
Yes,
on the information side, I forgot to be sure you, I don't know, I suppose you covered him, be sure you covered Dole tonight.
Right.
Was that done?
Yep.
And how about Cabot Lodge?
Yep.
He was covered?
Yes, sir.
And Bruce was covered?
Bruce was covered, right.
Both will be asked, you see.
Yes, sir. David Bruce and Lodge are both on Henry's list.
And the other cabinet people, I just assume, will be called.
They're being called and just told
to listen.
You know, that you particularly wanted to be sure they listen.
That's good.
Called with a message from you, so it's...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And McGregor's going to hang on to the Republican leaders after the briefing and have them have dinner here and then watch the thing so that he can ride herd on them.
Okay.
On statements, you know, post-speech statements.
Let's all get behind the president. Back.
We had
president.
A very good session with Marshall Green and mm-hmm. Bob McCloskey and Dan Henkin and
yeah.
Warren Nutter.
Yeah, yeah.
To and with Henry, and we got
Haig said it was very good. That
it went very well.
Got Haig got Henry away from the nitpicking and
yeah, well,
the positive
thing. The first time around, he was a little on the wrong track.
Well, he was on the track. I'll bet you that his original draft was
the negotiations.
You know,
and it became kind of a negative, sort of defensive approach instead of the.
Yeah.
I just wonder
as I look at my draft if it's got too much of the crap on the negotiations on September blank, on November blank, and all that crap. But we can't do anything about it now.
I think you're probably okay, but he just started that way and finally got to the other, and by then, you know, it kind of set the tone in the wrong direction. He realized it. We had a good session afterwards. It worked damn well.
Well, you see, the way I've done this, though, I think the way that my draft is, as it come to think about it, does answer that, because I start right out on the positive note.
That's right.
For a plan for peace.
And that's the key.
And Henry doesn't do that in his draft, you see. That was the difference. Okay, what is the... what is our own staff? Do they see the importance of it, or most of them probably don't realize
it? No, very much so. And
they do?
Oh, hell yes.
Well, I knew fellows like Ziegler would, because he's pretty sophisticated, but what about
they very much do.
They have.
Very much do. And we had, Henry had Elliot Richardson in the staff thing, and Elliot did a hell of a good job of putting it in the positive context and
good.
Where it fits and all, and step right up to it.
Because he knew.
That's it.
That's what I meant. A fellow that knows Bob knows, but the one thing I'm concerned about this is it is so boring and so complicated that a lot of people just don't, you know, say, for Christ's sakes, I mean, here we go again, Vietnam, blah, 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 blah.
Well, except that you got the drama of the twos move and the
secret meetings?
Secret talks.
Do you think that's drama?
Hell yes.
Well, hope so. Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Right on.